With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hi, this is David Stockton with Stockton Mortgage, the official mortgage provider for KSR. Headquartered in Kentucky with local service and local decisions, we've been helping people finance their homes for 20 years, and we would like to help you too. Purchase or refinance, if you have not taken advantage of these historically low rates, you could be missing out on substantial savings. These low rates will not last forever, so go to Stockton.com or call 888-914-2276 to get started. NMLS number 8259, Equal Housing Lender.
Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome back. Hour number 2, Kentucky Sports Radio, 502-571-1080. Text machine 772-774-5254. Here at KS Bar and Grill, where you can come have some lunch, see us sitting outside waving at people. Some news here. First of all, if you want to come watch the game this weekend here at KS Bar, where I'm sure it'll be a great atmosphere once again, the reservations will go on sale. Not sale, they're free, but the reservations are starting now. So you can call the number. What's the number?
Ryan Lemon is usually our number guy. Let me.
How is it that everyone, the only person that remembers our phone number is Ryan?
Well, we talked about that. I don't know anyone's phone number.
Yeah.
But how many times do you ever call it?
859-554-6081.
859-554-6081. Make your reservations. Again, only make them if you're going to come, please. But 859-554-6081. We had pretty much 100% show up rate last time, which was better than the Florida game. So 859-554-6081. Call now. Remember, if it's busy, just keep trying. It'll come through. Operators are standing by.
Let's do it.
All right. It's time for an announcement. Are you ready for an announcement?
I'm very ready.
Breaking news, Shannon. Wani-na-na! Beginning on Monday, every morning at 9 a.m., will be the KSR pre-show hosted by Shannon the Dude and Billy Rutledge.
All right.
That's right. Tom Leach will be on from 8 to 9. The KSR pre-show from 9 to 10. And then we will be back on KSR from 10 to 12. Shannon and Billy will get you updated on all the stuff of the day. I think that dynamic of Shannon versus Billy is going to be an interesting one to watch. The two longtime rivals have come together, and their first show will be right after the Georgia game. Shannon, are you excited? After all these years, Shannon has his show.
Absolutely. I'm very excited. Looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun with Billy. And we'll sort of treat it as talking about what's going on with everything in the sports world, but also follow up on things that happened the day before on KSR. So it's almost like a post-show the day after KSR.
Yeah, so like the day Ryan and I got in the fight, they would break it down. It's also going to be caller-driven, right? Like, Shannon,
yes.
So if you're somebody that can't get into this show a lot, you can get into Shannon and Billy.
Yep, a lot of times we'll have leftover calls that don't make it onto the show. That'll be an opportunity for you to be able to get in early on a particular day to be able to tell us whatever you want to talk about.
I'm very excited about it. I'm very proud for Shannon and Billy. Those guys have worked really hard for us over the years, and you know, obviously Shannon's become a lot more of a part of this show, but they now get their chance to do their thing. Billy is very excited. He finally gets to sort of roll his – with his thing. And Drew, I'm excited for him. And Tom Leach is going to be from 8 to 9, which I think he's looking forward to because that's a drive time show. And so I think everybody's really excited about it.
I'm most excited. I guess it doesn't matter how they put the podcast up, being 1 hour, but I'm excited to watch this Billy Shannon because I think there will still be a little rivalry there, but also
I think they're going to be frenemies.
I think they're going to be friends,
but they're going to fight. I know these two. I can tell. Our pre-show meeting yesterday, you could feel it.
I feel like they're going to be like Greenberg and Golic a little bit.
I could feel it. You could, yeah, I think there's going to be a little Mike and the Mad Dog. Billy and the Dude.
I didn't feel whatever you're talking about. I guess you felt
something different. Oh, I felt it. Okay. Oh, it radiated through that Zoom call.
Yeah. It'll be fun to watch, like, the day Billy posts the podcast, it'll say, Billy R. is joined by
Shannon. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the secret. I'm going to be posting all the podcast.
Oh,
I'm going to be running the show. So if Billy gets out of hand, I can just turn his mic off.
It's already started.
So here he goes. It's already started. They haven't even had their first show yet, and they're already fighting. So
Shannon's going to show up grumpy to KSR every day.
Here's the thing I also want to do. I want to make their podcast rise up the charts. Okay? So that's what we will do next week. We're going to have their I want to see Billy and the Dude rise up the charts. Now, they need a graphic, right? They need a graphic. So if anybody has suggestions on the sort of graphic for the show, you know, our graphic for this show is the four of us as cartoons. What about Billy and the Dude? The Dude and Billy.
I'm sure there will be lots of submissions.
So KSR pre-show starts Monday. Shannon, you are, I think you are excited, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I'm really excited, looking forward to it. And it'll be interesting to see, like you said, what's our chemistry going to be? We've never done a show before together. We'll
I have a feeling we're going to have some interventions.
We'll figure
there might
it out.
Be therapy needed.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of touch and go. We'll figure it out as we go along.
I'm looking forward to it. So that starts Monday. Now, as far as affiliates, it'll be on in Lexington and Louisville, and all of our local affiliates have the opportunity to take it. A number of them have already said they would. I think others are deciding this week. So call your local radio station and say, hey, I want the KSR pre-show with Shannon and Billy, and maybe that will be something that can happen for you.
Are you worried that they'll get so big and they'll be fighting so much that when it gets to us, everybody will be like, wow, I want to hear more of those two guys that hate each other.
Maybe so. Maybe they'll become – maybe we'll end up becoming the Billy and Shannon post show.
We'll be the small font on their poster.
It may happen. You know, I don't know. If it does, then they deserve it. See, this is a meritocracy. If Billy and Shannon – end up being better, then there you go.
Well, I'm very excited to listen to it. Congratulations.
So, yes.
I mean, Drew, you're going to be a part of it. Matt, you're going to be a part of it.
That's true. So for the first few weeks, I'm going to be on once a week. Drew's going to be on once a week. Shan's going to be on once a week, kind of to help it get started. But then eventually I'm going to turn it over to the young chaps and let them do their thing. Because you know what? I ain't getting up that early every morning.
Yeah, that's early for you.
So no, it's not that early. It's right before your show.
I know, wake
up at 9:50 and go?
I wake up when I wake up. You let me wake up when it's time to wake up, and you wake up when it's time to wake up.
Okay.
But should be a lot of fun starting on Monday. John Gruden stepped down last night after another series of emails came out. I knew when I saw the story he was done, and he was done about 20 minutes later. Basically, if you're any type of person – except maybe John Gruden, he found a way to offend you. And that's not a good look for a coach of a team.
No, not at all. Even if, you know, his bosses wanted to keep him, your locker room won't respect you at that point. You can't keep a head coach that's leading a group of people when you've got all that out there.
You know, and the thing is, this will be something that sticks with him for a long time. I mean, I said on Twitter, maybe Tennessee can now finally hire him because he's going to be unhireable for a while. But he's got a lot of money. He'll survive. But, I mean – how stupid can you be? So, like, I saw a lot of people last night, right? You know, Matt, so he just said stuff. Everybody said stuff. Well, I don't know if everybody said the stuff he said in those emails. But even if they had, I want folks to recognize how dumb this was. He wrote it on his NFL email address.
Yeah, talking about the NFL commissioner.
He had an NFL email address. He sent it to the owner of the Washington football team. The reason this came out is, of course, you know, the Washington football team had all these men get accused of all kinds of stuff, like, you know, with the cheerleaders and all this. So the NFL did an investigation of the Washington football team, and they found these emails because Gruden sent all of these emails to one dude, the like CEO of the
Snyder, right?
No, not Snyder, not Snyder, the other guy. He sent it to, of the football team. So the other thing to remember is all these emails, and there were like 20 of them that had some sort of racist or homophobic thing in it, or misogynistic. That was to one guy. We don't. That was to on his NFL email address to one guy. Can you imagine what else he said?
To another team, like not even like
that wasn't
in his own
even
organization.
A private text message. That wasn't even what he said verbally. This was on from his official email to the CEO of the Washington football team. Like, dude, because people were saying, you know, Matt, sometimes in my past I may have told a stupid joke. I have too. Drew has. A lot of people have. But they know better than to write it. I mean, the man is in his 50s. And he wrote it from his work email. Like, dude, you have to let him go.
Yeah, and you shouldn't really say that about anyone. But he's talking about the commissioner, who's his boss. He's talking about the Players Association director, people he has to work with. Like, there's no way you can keep him employed when all this has come to light. Not a chance.
Yeah, and the other thing, I get so frustrated with people who will say things like, "Oh, cancel culture." Blah, blah, blah. When you work for a business, I don't care what business you work for. If you work for a business that has more than 20 employees and you put that in the emails and they know, you're gone. It's not canceled. You're not owed a job. I'm going to start to sound like a Republican here. But you're not. You're not owed a job. So when you say something that embarrasses your employer, you're going to be gone. And the thing is, if you just take the groups of people that he wrote something bad about, they represent like 70% of society. And if you're the Raiders, you have to sell tickets, right? You're trying to win football games. You want this dude being a distraction with people boycott? Like, it's not worth the hassle.
Yeah, you think the players in the locker room are going to respect their head coach when he's been talking about all types of people?
People, you know, I see these people go, well, you know, you should have a right to, you have a right to say it, but you don't have a right to work at the Raiders.
Your employer has the right to let you go
so,
from their company.
You may remember, I say this a lot, you may remember many years ago I talked about that case out in Colorado where the Supreme Court said that this baker didn't have to serve cakes to homosexual people. And when that happened, you may remember I said this. The court, for the first time, the Supreme Court said businesses have First Amendment rights, meaning they basically can do what they want when it comes to speech. And what I said at that time is, just wait now. This is going to have long-term ramifications. And one of the ways it does is now businesses have the First Amendment right to get rid of you if you say something they don't like. And people don't like that, and people think it's, but you know what? That's the life that has now happened. So I'm not surprised at all, but Gruden's been a great coach and now gone because of emails that are really dumb.
Yeah, that's a big NFL name. I mean, obviously coach, got a Super Bowl, but then he commentated on Monday Night Football. He's a guy that has been around the NFL for as long as I can remember. And like you said, the moment it leaked, it didn't take long for him to step away.
So there you go. No more Gruden. Although I am going to miss Frank Caliendo's impressions.
Like my friend Corey said yesterday, it was a tough day for Frank Caliendo.
Caliendo's like, no!
Yeah, got to hang on to that Madden.
That's a tough day for him. Like, his meal ticket is out.
I don't think Tennessee is crazy, though. You're kind of joking, but there might be a day.
There might be a day. I you know what? I could see it.
That could be his rebuild.
I could see it. Who's next, Shannon?
Rick.
Rick, how are you, Rick?
Hey guys, doing good. Yeah, if only there were parking close to the airport where you could leave a car. I don't know what you're going to do if you do that thing.
Yeah, but the problem with airport parking, dude, is, I mean, I'd like to find a solution that's not $50 a day when we're going to be gone for like 15 days.
And even in Vegas, it's like $12 or $13 a day for long-term
parking. Wait a minute. You're telling me parking at the Vegas airport is $12? That's your position?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Flown in and out of there a lot of times, but it ain't 50. It's closer to 12 than it is.
850. Now you're going to say 850. Shannon,
no,
I'm throwing the challenge flag.
I don't believe
it. Hang on. I didn't say that. I said it's closer to 12 than 50.
Okay, but that. Now, wait a minute. I want to know what your position is. Is your position 12 or is your position like more than 12?
Your position is 50.
No, my position is I just said it's going to be expensive. I just threw out 50. You said it's $12, which, by the way, Drew, is a very specific amount, $12.
Well, I fly in and out of small airports all the time where it's $7 or $8.
So what do you think it is? What do you think it is?
I've got the answer.
I'd say it's $12 to $15 for long-term.
All right, I'm going to say 35. What is it, Shannon?
It is between $8 and $10 a day.
Wow.
Eat it.
All right, I'm wrong. Well, now we'll leave it at the airport. That shocks me.
I was going to suggest as a lot of hotels even have free parking. We'll just valet and say leave it. We'll come back to Caesar's Palace.
I was wrong. Rick was right. I will let you speak for 1 minute with no interruptions, and you know how hard that is for me. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, I want to give you all some hope for Saturday. Last year in Lexington, we lost 14-3. The week after Schlarman died. Our offense is vastly improved this year. Georgia's defense is better, but their defense was pretty good last year. Yeah, we haven't scored a touchdown in 2 years against them, but they haven't managed more than 21 points. I think the odds of us covering that 22-point spread are way above 50%. I would go 60-70% on that. And I think, yes, it's going to be a major upset if we beat them. But for us to be picking less than a 10% chance ignores what's happened the last 2 years and the changes in the two teams.
That was a minute. I appreciate the call.
All right.
I said I wouldn't argue with you, so I appreciate the call. I can't believe it's $8 to $10.
I've never had a car in Vegas, have no interest in having a car in Vegas, so I wouldn't know what parking would be.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, this past year has been stressful for everyone. It's been stressful for me because I had to listen to him tell me I was wrong. Cornbread Hemp, Kentucky's number one rated CBD company with over 1,000 five-star reviews. Cornbread Hemp is proud to offer Kentucky's first USDA certified organic CBD. Flower only, full spectrum hemp. Recommended by great organizations like Rolling Stone, KSR, and Forbes. Visit cornbreadhemp.com. Enter code KSR at checkout for your first order. It's cornbreadhemp.com. 25% off if you use KSR. We'll take a break. Be right back. It's Kentucky Sports Radio.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080 or send us the Kentucky brand at KSR tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome back, Kentucky Sports Radio. It's the Rolling Stones. Paul McCartney was quoted yesterday as saying, "No offense," so you know what's coming.
Uh-huh.
But the Rolling Stones are really like a cover blues band. We did a lot more stuff.
I don't disagree. I mean, I like the Stones, but the Beatles were better. We're going down that road.
It's one thing to say the Beatles are better.
Yeah.
It's another thing to call them a cover blues band.
He really downplayed them.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't mind Paul McCartney saying, look, we're better than the Stones. I think most people would even agree with that. But, Shannon, you don't think that's a slap in the face to call them a cover blues band?
Yeah, but I feel like, yes, it is, to answer your question. But I feel like these two bands have sort of been going back and forth at each other for probably the last 60 years. So this is nothing new, really.
But don't you think if you're Paul McCartney,
you wouldn't
and you're
say
in
that,
the
yeah.
Beatles... I mean, you're in the Beatles. I mean, likely the biggest rock and roll music act of all time. You can, like, not call them a cover blues
you
band.
You can give them a little credit while still thinking you're better.
You know, like, you can say something that's at least not that disrespectful, right?
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't know if I would call it punching down, maybe just slightly punching down. But
I don't know if it's punching down. It's just being rude.
Why did he say it? Was he just asking
a question? I don't know what the scenario was. I'm not sure.
Oh.
I mean, it'd be almost like, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think of an analogy. You'd have to have something that was definitively considered the best. And then it would look at something. It'd be like Tom Brady, okay, going... You know, I mean, Ben Roethlisberger was kind of just a big fatty.
Peyton Manning was a system quarterback, defense.
Yeah. Like, it just feels like, I mean, you're Tom Brady. You can say something nice about the other people. Everybody still knows you're the best. It's like Tiger. if he was asked about Mickelson going, you know, I mean, he could putt a little, I guess. I mean, like, come on. I just feel like, Shannon, that's just a little rude.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. But like I said, these two have had a long rival, I feel like.
Yeah.
And
well,
I guess media kind of pits each other, you know, them against each other.
Well, it sounds like he doesn't need the media to.
That's what we're doing right now. We're the media.
Did it. I mean, he just said it himself. College game day, as we speak, is at Tate's Creek Elementary School, filming a segment on kids that also have six fingers and the fact that J.J. Weaver has been an inspiration to them.
Wow. That's awesome. I had no clue that was going on. I guess we'll be able to look for that on Saturday.
Can I ask you a question? How do you find out about the six-fingered kids at Tate's Creek Elementary? Like, how does College Game Day find out that that's a thing?
My guess is someone reached out to J.J. Weaver, and he maybe sent messages or, you know, met the kid with six fingers, and then UK told Game Day. I don't think Game Day has a direct connection to Tate's
Creek.
I'm
not even making a joke. I don't know. Are there lots of people with six fingers? Like six full fingers?
My list is J.J. Weaver, and I will add whoever is going to be on this.
This thing said kids at Tate's
Creek.
Like there were multiple kids.
J.J. Weaver was the first one I'd ever heard of.
Shannon, have you ever heard of that?
First time I've ever heard of it.
Maybe there's more than I – first of all, good for J.J. Weaver, because I think I'm sure if you're a kid and you were dealing with that, having somebody like him as sort of a role model would be very, very positive. Like would be something that would – I could see how that would be really, really helpful. I just didn't know that – like I thought he was like the only one, but I just didn't think there would be multiple kids at the same elementary school.
That's probably why Game Day is doing a story. They thought the same thing. And here in Lexington, J.J. Weaver has a connection. And like you said, I'm sure a kid get bullied a little bit. If you got J.J. Weaver standing behind you with his six fingers, I'm sure that's a great feeling for the kid.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that'll be an interesting Game Day segment, don't you think?
I hope people will watch it, but I know they'll all be watching the KSR pregame show live from Athens.
Well, of course, it's not on TV, unfortunately. It's going to be on the radio.
Well, they'll be getting geared up.
People asked me if we wanted to film it. I didn't really know how to do that. I am doing my first TikTok on this trip.
Okay.
I was going to do it a couple weeks ago, and then I didn't know what to do. You're going to film it, and I might do.
I'll help you with the editing. I made a basketball practice yesterday. I'm trying
to learn
tricks.
Speaking of basketball practice, Sevier Wheeler got hurt during the practice. You were there. Did it look bad?
I was probably four steps out the front door when I started seeing those tweets. I had to get to the football podcast, so I missed that by 1 minute. But, very unfortunate, especially something from what I saw. They're not really going that hard. They're just going through drills for the pros.
Hope he's okay. I mean, we don't have any update on it, but Calipari, he put out a video last night. He seemed very optimistic about the team, so maybe I'm hoping that means he's not that injured, but that would be a tough loss before we even start.
Especially, we were just talking, Kyle Tucker had him predicted as a starter. Definitely going to play a lot of minutes at that point guard spot with the experience, and for it to happen, I think they said he was doing a lateral defensive drill, just completely non-contact, so hopefully he can bounce back.
Yeah, well, hopefully so. It's worrisome. 502-571-1080. Text machine 772-774-5254. We will take a break. Come right back here at KS Bar. It's Tucky Sports Radio. Hey, sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time. That's right. So saddle up for action with DK Horse. They are an official DraftKings affiliate. And right now, let me tell everybody, if you download the DK Horse app, you get 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Yes, you heard me right. 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live in the app. And new customers get 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just use your regular DraftKings login and then opt in with my code. This is what you need, KSR Horse. That's KSR Horse, only on the DK Horse app. And if you have a gambling problem, go 1-800-GAMBLER, 18+, 21+ in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
Welcome back to Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
A lot more people have six fingers than I realize. Maybe just in our audience.
Oh, wow.
Are they sending pictures?
No, they're just telling me. Oh. One person says Rondo had six fingers, but they took one off when he was a kid.
Never heard that.
Is that
true?
Is that true?
I mean,
I don't know.
He's got some crazy
hands. One person writes, man, I have six toes on each foot.
I've heard of toes a little more regular than hands.
Does that help your balance?
J.J. Weaver's the one.
What?
I wonder if that helps your balance or if there's any difference. Or does it throw you off balance? You know, yeah, if you have an extra toe. If you didn't have, one less toe, you would have balance issues, I would think.
I'm going to say it helps.
Yeah.
I haven't had thoughts about the six-toe balance range, but I'll
probably spend... let's cut off your big toe and see how well you walk.
Well, I'd rather not. I mean, it's there. Things are going... I feel like my little toe does nothing except hurt. So I don't feel... I feel like I'm being serious. Like, I get... Because I have wide feet, and it makes it hard with shoes. So if I don't get... I have to order shoes. That's kind of funny. The girl from the Tilted Kilt came outside and opened the door, and she just heard me going, I got wide feet.
Sports radio.
I got wide feet, and so you got to be very careful. So my little toe sometimes will, like, rub, and it'll get... Like, I don't like my little toe.
Just cut it off and put it in your wallet like you did in high school. Walk around with it.
I don't think I'm going to cut it off. I'm just saying my little toe causes me problems sometimes. So is that why? So that's why we have toes, is balance.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, you didn't know that?
I hadn't thought about it.
I mean, Drew, you knew that.
Yeah. And, yes, if you were to lose one of your toes, you'd take some getting used to.
I mean, but I bet you could get used to it.
Yeah, it's not impossible. You're just going to fall over and can't get up. But
you just have a club.
Little, take some time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that one dude had a club foot, right? Tom Dempsey, the great kicker.
Yeah, lots of people do, but it takes some getting used to.
Well, everything takes getting used to.
But if you, like Shannon's saying, if you had six toes, I agree with Shannon. I think it would help your balance.
Well, I think it's good. Unlike Drew, who doesn't like the fact that J.J. Weaver is helping the children.
I love that he's helping the children, and I love J.J.
Weaver. I think
it
is very good that J.J. Weaver is
and
helping
I think
the
it
kids.
Helped him get that interception last week, 2 weeks ago, and a lot of big plays.
It would, however, be a pain with gloves.
I like the Nike got him glove. When he first got here, I'm pretty sure he was just shoving two fingers into to one of the spots.
Now that would take some getting used to.
Yeah,
I would think. Who's next?
Let's go to Bob in Jamestown.
Bob in Jamestown, how are you?
I'm doing good, Matt. You know, Paul McCartney dissing the Stones. At least after 55 years, they still got a band where Beatles haven't been around for years.
Well,
to be fair, Bob. So I mean, that's sort of way the guy was murdered.
Well, I mean, George Harrison's past, but anything.
The lead singer was murdered, Bob.
That's an excuse.
Bob, yeah, I know. I was around then. They say that a game day in Athens is
one of the rudest things I've seen somebody say. Don't you think?
A game day in Athens isn't complete without a trip to varsity for one of their slaw dogs or chili dogs.
Is Varsity a chain? Because I feel like I ate at Varsity in Syracuse when we played up there.
I mean, more than one around Atlanta. I don't know if
that's in Atlanta. So it's a Georgia thing.
Yeah, it's a Georgia thing.
Okay. Yeah, it's a Georgia thing, yeah. Slaw dog or their chili dog. So you might – it's on Broad Street.
I might let you go, Bob. I'm still I'm almost offended for John Lennon. And I know it's been a long time, but it is not the Beatles' fault that he was killed. He said that like, way to go.
Yeah, like they just
like
broke
the Stones
up.
Are still playing. I mean, feel like that's a pass. If your lead singer is no longer alive, expectations should be lowered a little bit.
That goes down as one of the worst comments I've heard a caller make on this show.
Yeah. I mean, if John Lennon were still alive, who knows? Maybe the Beatles would be together.
And longevity is not the only... length of a band.
I agree.
Right?
Yes. It's all about.
I mean, it's part of it.
All about the hits.
It's not the only thing. Yeah. Anyway, we're here at KS Bar. I'm going to have to go get some food just to wash that out of my system, that call. Who's next?
Didn't like that.
James.
James, how are you, James?
Real good. I have two quick questions. How does Kentucky football recruiting look, and is there any players that's getting ready to sign?
Are you talking about how does it look for next year, or how does it look for the future?
Next year
looks great. I mean, they have most of the class filled. I think they have, what, Drew, 21 of the 25 slots or 20 of the 25 slots?
I'm not sure on the exact number. But
right now they're ranked as the number 22 class. Because of that, they're holding the slot for Dane Key. Ahmad Wagner's brother, I think, is one of them. And then I think they're going to take I think they can be picky. And then they're allowed to get seven transfers. What's really exciting is 2023 – Drew, as we've talked about, I think they're going to get a class of player looking at us that we've never had.
And I think we're going to see an even bigger trajectory up the rankings with the way that they've played just the last two games, having big stars in the building, the way the crowd's been. You're getting talked about on
TV. The crowd's a huge part of it.
A lot of big-name recruits were in the building for one of the last two games. It's just going to keep getting better. And then they're also, as we've heard on the show last week, had a commitment for that, but you're locking down the state. You've got Keontae Goodwin's the big star, but added a big piece last week and have a couple more. So they're really doing well.
They took a chance. They took a chance in the last two weeks where they basically brought everyone they really wanted for 2023 in for the Florida and LSU game. And you're taking a chance there that you're going to have the environment you hope for. You're taking a chance that you're going to win those games. And they did, and it paid off. And now basically, you know, they've got – there are not going to be many environments any kid that can go to that were better than those two, and they're going to be able to point to that. I think you're going to see in 2023, I think you're going to see Kentucky's best recruiting class of all time. First of all, this 2022 class is going to be in contention. It may not end up the best, but it's going to be close to the best. But I think in 2023, it's going to be the best recruiting class they've ever had.
And because this current class, it's so good, but they still haven't completely signed, I think it's important that you're having this big season to keep all these guys on board, especially people like the Wade twins down in Nashville.
Because Tennessee's doing well.
Yeah, that's Tennessee, and they reaffirmed their commitment just recently after all the good things UK are doing.
When is signing day? Isn't it, it's soon, isn't it? Next few days? Next few weeks?
It's in early
December. I think it's in October sometime.
Oh, is it? Well, but basketball's in October, but I felt like football was.
It could be. I don't know.
I don't know. But we'll look. But that's the answer, best I can give you. All right, sir?
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Appreciate it. So, and again, the class of 2023 is really good in Kentucky. I mean, they've already gotten commitments from a couple kids from Kentucky, but then you throw in the city of Louisville's got like three studs in 2023. Two of which were kind of considered Louisville leans that I'm hearing may now be Kentucky leans because of everything that's going on.
And December 15th is when it is. They're going to get through the season and see how it all played out.
Good deal. All right, who's next?
Let's go to Eric.
Eric, how are you, Eric?
All right, I hate to almost say this after Bob from Jamestown, but a man like Chuck Berry is probably rolling over in his grave at the audacity of Paul McCartney. It's all cultural appropriation, what they'd call it in 2021. But
there's a lot of truth to that. Like, if you're going to get on the Stones for sort of taking blues, I mean, the Beatles weren't exactly – the Beatles themselves admit that they mimic their sound off of black artists. So you're exactly right.
Yeah, and to the John Gruden thing, I was a freshman at UK in 93. And when I went to register, I was one of the last people registered. And they said, we only have one English class, and it's dealing with this experimental thing where you get your assignments through this thing called email. And I was one of the first people to have an email account that had to be tied to a class, and I used to have to go to the library. It's a real pain in the butt. But one thing they always told us was, even in 93, don't put something in an email you wouldn't want on the front page of a newspaper, so that's ridiculous. And to the cats in the game, we have the number one rusher in the SEC, the number one receiver in the SEC, and the fifth best rushing attack. So I like our chances against Georgia's defense, and I think we stand about a 40% chance to win.
Wow. Ooh, I love 40. The confidence. I appreciate the call. 40's a lot, Drew. I don't know if I get 40. I'm under 10, but I appreciate that people want to be 40. So
I have faith in that defense, but losing Bully 2 weeks ago and then losing Ox last week, that's a big hit on that defensive line.
That's a big hit. 40.
40's a little high. I love it, though. I love that fans have that confidence. I wish I could get there. Maybe by Friday I'll be with them.
Yeah, we'll see. What was he said something I wanted to point to, and then I got distracted. What was he saying? I know something else I wanted to say. Shannon, play the ad that ran during the last break about haunted things.
Okay.
Did that picture just move? Ask those in the know and they'll tell you that America is haunted. The Speed Art Museum presents their brand new exhibit, Supernatural America, the paranormal
in
America.
Okay, I want you to stop right there. The sentence, ask people in the know and they'll tell you America is haunted.
True statement.
Is that not the dumbest sentence I've ever heard?
What do you mean dumb?
Yeah, what do you mean dumb?
First of all, what people in the know?
Me?
Who am I talking to?
I've had several ghost encounters in the last couple
years. And you're
years.
Full of it, so.
No, not full
Why
of it.
Why don't you go to Waverly with us? We're going this week. Oh, you're going to Athens.
Right across the parking lot, we have Fright Night.
Okay, so just so you know, exactly. So this little warehouse right over here next to KS Bar is now a haunted house. It's called, what's it called?
I think I saw the sign that said Fright Night, but
Fright
I'm not
Night.
Certain.
Now, next Thursday, Shannon, you are coming to KS Bar for the Packers game, right?
Right.
I'll tell you what I'll do. Next Thursday, before the Packers thing, I'll go with you in the haunted house, and you'll see how not only am I not scared,
No.
I'd say, ghosts, bring it on.
We're talking about an actual haunted house, not one where there's actors jumping out at you. We're talking about, like, Waverly.
Oh, so now you're chicken to go in this house.
No, I'll go. I'm with you. I'll go with you. But I'm talking about, why don't you come to Waverly with me? We've been trying to make this happen for years. You won't go.
Why do I want to go to a, I mean, Waverly is Schmaverly. Like, there's nothing
there. Because you're
scared.
You're scared.
I'm not scared. It's dumb. Are you doing bark? Is that what you're doing on the radio?
I haven't heard that forever.
You're a grown man who got announced a new show today, and the way to show people is to go bark.
That's probably what I'm going to be doing for an hour starting Monday. Yeah.
You and Billy are going to kill each other, just so you know. I already see it coming. I mean, just like the way...
Well, there's a good reason, I guess, that he's in Lexington, I'm in Louisville. We can't physically
attack each other. We'd have to break you two up at some point. You know, as a business owner, you go, I know what it was, because the guy said, don't watch out for your email. Or when I was thinking about running, my mom said this to me, and I went with this. I was 100% convinced that if he hadn't yet, Mitch McConnell was going to hack my phone. You know what I mean? So I just said, like, text message, everything, just assume people are reading them, you know? When it comes to email, to me, you should assume every email is public. You know what I mean? Like, email, like the way Russia and, like, just assume everybody's reading your email.
I'm pretty good there. I don't email. Seems like a big
either.
Mitch Barnhart issue.
Mitch Barnhart. Mitch Barnhart's going to – you got to be careful what he's saying. As a business owner, you probably already know that you got to prevent cybersecurity breaches. And I'm not just talking about Bob from accounting being logged in while he's on the golf course. Wow, that's a new part of it.
Listen, last night I got hacked and somebody ordered Panda Express on my credit card. I could have used this.
Did they really?
In California, I had to call them and say, hey, when they show up, slap them and
so
don't hand them food.
So they took your credit card and they decided to use Panda
Panda Express in California, $25. I called right away and said that when they walk in, hit them in the face for me.
Wow. Well, you should have gone to LexGeek.com. They'll keep you from losing your money to Panda Express. They identify potential threats to your network and provide custom advice on the best way to strengthen your vulnerable areas. Go to LexGeek.com/free, and they'll show you how to get training for your employees to keep them from having a phishing security test. LexGeek.com/free. If you don't do it yourself, the bad guys will. It's LexGeek.com/free. I'm sorry about the Panda Express.
Yeah.
I bet it was good, though. For
I will say, I read their order, and I was like, man, that's exactly what I would get. Sounds pretty good.
Sure?
Wish it wasn't in California.
Are you sure that you didn't order it?
Wasn't me. Had it been in Lexington, though, I would have just gone and picked it up and taken it. Like, thank you, whoever ordered that.
We'll take a break. Be right back. Matt, Drew, and back here on KSR.
Talk to Matt Jones and the crew. Call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Now back to Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
I'm not afraid of no ghosts. This song is correct because they don't exist.
They do exist.
No, they don't.
They're at my old
there's
apartment.
A difference
at
between,
the
there's a difference
Park
between
Inn.
Creepy, and I will grant you, there are times in my life that things have felt creepy. Like, I don't like being here. There's something that doesn't feel... I've been that. I'm not going to act like I haven't. But that's because the creepiness is manufactured in your head, and it's manufactured due to social cues. It's not because of ghosts.
What about the little girl in Drew's apartment?
Ghosts. Yeah, how do you think that puzzle piece just got to my front door?
There is a I don't know what it is, but there's a rational explanation. Maybe you did it in your sleep. Maybe Abby did it. Maybe a burglar who stole your Panda Express. There's no ghost. Because I know.
Oh, so you've solved
it.
You
just haven't met the ghost.
Yeah.
By the way, the people write me going, the Beatles broke up before John Lennon. So Bob is right. They could have gotten back together. Everybody gets back together.
That's
every
right.
group gets back together. So, like, you know, I know they broke up, but so everybody breaks up and everybody gets back together. You know, the Eagles said, oh, we won't get back together till what? Hell freezes over.
Guns N' Roses said the same thing. They're a great example.
Yeah, and then the band, then they named the band or the album Hell Freezes Over. Like, everybody gets back together. It's like wrestlers. They never retire. They always come back. Everybody, every band gets back together.
That Beatles reunion tour would have really sold some tickets if they could have gotten to that.
I think it would have done well.
And the Bengals reunion tour, if they want to do that.
Sell more than Reba's going to sell. I'm going to tell you that. Did you buy your Reba tickets?
I'm waiting on free tickets from the station.
Somebody told me, somebody sent me the early promo code to buy Reba tickets tomorrow and said, if you want to share this with your audience, I said I wouldn't,
tell me it's fancy.
I wouldn't give her the pleasure of me sending it to my audience.
I'm going to go. Shannon, you want to go?
Yeah, man, let's go.
We'll go Waverly, go see some ghosts, go to Reba.
Well, Reba's like a ghost when it comes to good music.
God, you just
I was more of the TV show
good
fan.
Good Lord, man. You are brutal towards Reba.
Well, I mean, it's not personal.
It sounds like it. Like she hurt you.
The Lexington Ice Cream Shop, Crank and Boom.
Oh, I love Crank and Boom.
Has announced they are trying to recreate Rupp Arena ice cream on a daily basis. They are producing what's called Bobby Cones, which is soft serve that is 10% buttercream. Apparently, most ice cream is only, soft serve is 4%, but at Rupp, they have 10% buttercream, which means it's got to be good for you. And they are going to do that at Crank and Boom, a Bobby Cone. Are you excited about this?
I always come off as a Rupp Arena ice cream hater, but it's just not that special to me. I don't want to take away from all the people that love it, but to me, if I went to Dairy Queen right there and got a soft serve, it would taste just like Rupp Arena's. But I like Crank and Boom. I'm glad they're trying. I'm sure it'll be delicious.
Yeah, we've talked about it. I don't get it. It's vanilla ice cream. Apparently, it's fattier. So, I mean, you give me a Blizzard from Dairy Queen, you give me Graters. Or I've even, you know, I bought those Klondike bars to bring to you all and forgot to bring them out. So I left them in my refrigerator, and I've been eating them. They're good. Those Heath Klondike bars are good.
Those are good. Good
have
for you to just
have you ever
pack.
Had those?
A Heath? No, I don't think I have. I mean, I've had
it's
a
like
Heath
a
candy
Heath bar. It's
yeah.
a Heath bar Klondike bar. And I got them to bring. Why did I want to bring them? You'd never had them or something?
No, you owed us for something on the show. I can't remember.
Well, and I forgot to bring them. It was supposed to bring them the scramble, and then I was worried they'd all melt while we were out there. But they ended up in my freezer, and I've been eating them, and they're just delectable.
Those are good. I've had them before. Thank you for bringing them to Shannon and I. Rupp Arena should worry, though, if Crank and Boom pulls this off. If you can just go get that any day.
Why would you go? Why would you do it at
that's
Rupp?
That's another hit to Rupp Arena.
That's true. DonFranklinAuto.com is your place to get the best vehicle. You can't get the vehicles they have at Rupp Arena. You have to go to DonFranklinAuto.com. You can create exact your vehicle fast pass, get exactly what you want at the price you deserve. Are those my shoes? DonFranklinAuto.com, your place to get the best vehicle at the best price. 24 locations, including our newest one in Corbin. Don Franklin Corbin Toyota. Who's next?
Hoffy.
Hoffy. How are you, Hoffy?
I'm good, sir. What about entertaining the thought of renting a vehicle from Lexington and driving it to your destination? And then if you want to fly.
Well, we may do that. I mean, we may do that. That's probably the plan, but then there's the drop-off fee. Now, we've heard there might be a way to avoid the drop-off fee, and if so, we may do that. But I just if it's only $8 to park in Vegas, and if we have to go back out for the Fiesta Bowl, there's an argument
gotcha.
To leave the car there, get it, and come back. Now, the question is, whose car are we going to leave? But maybe Don Franklin Auto will let us leave a car at the Vegas airport. Maybe
yeah,
not. Maybe not. I don't know. Hello?
He's still there.
That was, right. That was his point of the day.
Thank you, Hootie. Who's next?
Let's go to Bill.
Bill, how are you, Bill?
Doing great. I want to agree with you guys on the Rupp ice cream. I've said for years what makes Rupp ice cream the best is Rupp. It ain't nothing to do with ice cream. It's just.
I agree with that. It's like you're at Rupp and you're like, hey, I'm getting some ice cream, man. And that makes it taste better.
It's Instagram worthy. But I want to piggyback off a couple callers ago, the guy who said we have a 40% chance. I don't know if it's 40%, but Freddie Maggard made an amazing point pregame before LSU. He said that for Will Levis to play well, he has to get punched in the mouth early because he's physical. He threw the best ball he's thrown at Kentucky was that deep pass to Wandell when he was double covered that Wandell
that
didn't pass.
Beautiful.
That was beautiful. And it's because, you know, he ran a lot and got hit a lot, and it rattles him in. And it's almost like where he's so tough. That gets him focused. They haven't seen big blue wall like ours. They haven't seen Rodriguez yet. And if they punch him in the mouth early, our offense, we're going to score 14-21. We're going to hold them to 10. Let's go.
I like it. Appreciate the call. I hope you're right. Freddie was great on the pregame. Pretty much everything he said ended up coming. So we can't get Freddie. Freddie said he can't go because the Kroger game of the week is Glasgow.
Taylor County,
which is kind of, which is a cool. Again, all the games this week, it's the first round of district or the first time the district play, and so there's a lot of mismatches. But we went with Glasgow, Taylor County, so he's going to Glasgow instead of Athens.
And I agree with Freddie and then the caller's point about Levis needing hit. And to the point, I think maybe as soon as he drops back, maybe Chris Rodriguez just pops him one time in the backfield.
Just hit him
maybe,
a little bit.
Maybe bring a tight end back. Just a little slap in the head as he runs by. I don't know.
Let's makes
get him,
sense.
Get him in the field for the game.
So let's go over a few things here. First of all, we will be at Kentucky Branded. That will be on Thursday for our remote. Hope to see you all out there right next to Nicholasville, right next to Fayette Mall. So go to Kentucky Branded for that. We are leaving afterwards for Athens. We'll be in Athens Friday and Saturday. What else do I need to say? Oh, and then, of course, congrats to Shannon and Billy for the new show, the KSR pre-show that is coming, which will lead to at least 3 to 4 fights.
Yeah, we'll just call it Fights in the Morning. That'll be our new show.
That would be good, Fights in the Morning. But congrats, Shannon. I'm proud of you.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Well, I mean, who would I give it to? Except, actually, I didn't give anything. But I said, well, they're fine. Just don't let them screw up. Very supportive. We'll see you all later. This has been Kentucky Sports Radio. Welcome
to the streets. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.